morning. Can you hear me fine? Yes, no, maybe, I don't care, I'm asleep. You know, today we hear in the gospel Christ talking about receiving somebody in his name, like a prophet or, you know, guest. He's just talking about receiving God. But sometimes God comes to us through other people. And sometimes we're very hospitable and sometimes we are not. But in the first reading, we have the prophet staying with people, and then he stays once, twice, and they offer him like a stay, and then he does something for them. They're childless, and he says, you're gonna have a child coming. And in those times, a child was a blessing, not a curse, like today. Like, I had a baby, says, yeah, I got a baby. It's like, you know, I got a baby, it's like, oh, I have a problem, you know. They have a problem, but the country is what you call it, in decline of people. And anyway, but receiving a prophet is a great story I heard from a friend of mine. He's an older priest, Father Sienkiewicz. He's an American priest with a Polish name, with a Polish background. Father John Januszkiewicz is the funniest guy I ever met. Honestly, like, he was in Washington this year. He told me this story that when he was a younger priest, his bishop told him, because of his heritage, to take a bishop in from Poland. This bishop name was Wojtyła. He says, Father John says, I hate bishops. You know, honestly, I hate bishops. He says, I don't care where they're from, what language they speak, I just hate them. You know, it's something when you become a priest, you hate bishops later on. I'm serious, you do hate them. And and then what happened is, this bishop arrives from Poland, and because he's with a Polish heritage, he says, I'm supposed to babysit him. And it's Karol Wojtyła. He doesn't know at the time. So he brings him to his mother's place because he speaks Polish, still some Polish. And he says, I'm gonna dump him at my mother's place, then maybe they'll talk together. So he did. So he takes Karol Wojtyła to his mom. It's a real story, I'm telling you. And he brings her to his mom because he doesn't wanna babysit the bishop. So his mom, you know, talks to him, and it looks like she comes from the same place his mother comes from. Actually, they know one another. Look at God's hand. God put people into the right position. His mom, Johnny's mom, and the mom of Karol Wojtyła, they knew one another. They were friends. So later on, Karol Wojtyła becomes the Pope. Well, Johnny says, I'm gonna call my buddy the Pope. So he calls him. Calls up Rome, and then he says, I tried three times, finally, he says, Dziwisz picks up. He says, well, I know Karol Wojtyła is a friend of mine. So Karol picks up the phone, it's John Paul II at the time. He says, Johnny, when I was there, you didn't want to take care of me, you dumped me in your mother's place. And they both have great sense of humor, those guys, you know. So he says, but okay, so what can I do for you? He says, look, I would like to come and visit you with my mom. I says, okay, you can come, and your mom also. So they go over to Rome. They bring pictures, I have the pictures, I asked him for the pictures as proof, he did get them. And he comes back to, you know, United States, and immediately becomes enemy number one of his Pope in Washington, D.C., and the CIA is on his tail, nonstop. But you see, it's like sometimes we don't know who we deal with. You get different people sent your way. Might be not Karol Wojtyła, like in this case, but it's hilarious anyway. And you know, you receive a prophet, some the prophet rewards. And you ask, you say, what is a prophet reward? It's a baby. Just kidding, you know. Could be a baby, could be new iPad, I don't know, depends. And then you look at it, but it's like God puts people in your way. And he thinks, and you ask yourself, well, what am I supposed to do with this person? And then later on, you find out. I mean, I remember as a kid, like, you know, a bit younger than Justin over there, I was 21. In college, I met, I studied in Jagiellonia University in Poland. And I had a group of Americans around me, and I was teaching them Polish, believe me or not. They speak Polish right now. And, you know, I used this to just improve my English. And then after a couple of months, I came to the United States. And It's funny, I made a phone call, I ended up with the family of one of those kids I taught Polish. And then, you know, in some way, my journey as priesthood started over there in Pennsylvania. You know, I became, what do you call it, very much involved with the Amish people. I was working with them. Almost got married to an Amish girl and became Amish. But God puts you through the your life and then, you know, you discover it. So basically my journey started right there in Pennsylvania. You know, like with the white churches, little buildings, and different people. I see, you know, later on how God works basically through those people. So people are put in your place, and sometimes you need to recognize them. And then you might be sent to somebody else with a really little thing that you put in motion. So, you know, could be a profit rewards. But then you ask yourself, what is that? What it is basically is receiving God without knowing it through other people. Amen. So next time you say, Father, you still hate the bishops? Like, convince me otherwise. Amen.